What we are seeing at the moment is a further deterioration of the drought situation in the north, where in Puntland the rains have not come, and in the south, where we normally see much more rainfall, also in the south, a complete dry situation where the rains have not started this season, and where we see most of the boreholes or the water sources drying up in addition to the food security and nutrition being exacerbated. So I think we are very concerned moving forward. We have about 5 million people food insecure. Over 1 million are acutely food insecure, which means that they require life-saving assistance. And I think this is kind of the current situation.
Describe for us what some of the impacts are. What happens to a family that cannot cultivate its own food anymore?
Families, when they have like a few animals, that is a source of milk for the children. It's a source of basic fat for the nutrition, and it's a source of income. When you see the animals getting a body condition which is extremely worrying, or you see the animals dying, that is a sign that the communities are depleting their resources. So we see that as damaging. We have seen that over the last 6 months. When we look at the more agricultural land, we have seen the production in the last season being extremely damaged. We have lost a very large part of the crop in the season. We see the prices are increasing. Unfortunately, the agricultural production is problematic twofold. One, in terms of having available stocks, but also for the most poor and vulnerable, even when the stocks are there, they need to be having the resources to be able to go and buy them.
What are some of the things that WFP is doing to help people who are affected by this?
In the places where food is available, we provide them with food vouchers in the form of a digital card to go shopping. We have established in Somalia a network of hundreds of shops which are registered, which are screened for quality and for security records. Where food is not available, we have to bring it in the country. We have a large logistical operations, which include boat transport, which include air transport and road transport, so it's quite challenging. And we focus on the absolute most vulnerable, which means the household which are either extremely acutely vulnerable, but also on the people themselves who are the most vulnerable, which in our focus, the children, in particular the children under 5 years of age.
What are some of the challenges that you're facing in getting food, essential life-saving food, to people in need?
We are a voluntary funded organization, which I think comes with a great plus, which I think keep us focused on the most effective solutions, but which is also a challenge for us and for our donors. When it comes to a more physical challenge, the operational context, the security context in Somalia remain extremely precarious. We see a number of areas that have been, I would say, stabilized, recovered, are accessible, but only by air. The road transport is still not possible. We still have a number of areas which we are only reaching by air. The last one, I want to call it an opportunity, but a risk at the same time. We see the elections are proceeding in Somalia. We see this as a great opportunity to get the country further on the road to recovery and development. And we will be monitoring the situation very carefully.